Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Family Secrets family. It's Dani, and we're back with an episode of Listener Messages. Here are some stories recorded by you, our wonderful, devoted listeners. I'm honored and grateful that you're part of my world.
Hi, I found out at 25 years old that my father is not my biological father, that he and my mom used a sperm donor for my brother and I after learning that he couldn't produce children. All I remember was him taking me for a drive and sharing the news, and I went hysterical saying, "No, I look like you, I look like you." And him just affirming that I don't, but that he still loves me. Fast forward about a year later, I did take the DNA test and have been connected with several of my half-siblings. And just 2 weeks ago, one of the half-siblings I connected with has information on our sperm donor. And this man was a doctor who went to Alaska and did so to pay off his loans for medical school, but showed up with an attitude of helping the community, singing and dancing with the people at their festivals. And unfortunately, on his 7-hour snowmobile drive to the hospital, was caught in the worst snowstorm in over 20 years and was killed and never found his body. He shared a photo, which was very, very shocking because he looks identical to my brother. So to learn who I came from and that he's no longer here all in a matter of moments was quite a shock. Thankfully, I've been in touch with his family who have been open and receptive, and it's been quite a wild, wild journey. We believe there's about 11 of us children that came from his sperm donation. I'm thankful for this podcast because hearing it has been very healing through very emotional and crazy times. Thank you.
I love inheritance and love the podcast. My father never mentioned his family. We only knew, or we thought we knew, that his parents died in the 1930s. And so about 5 years ago, we embarked on a personal family history quest. And in a pair of ship records, we discovered that my Italian immigrant grandparents arrived at Ellis Island in the early 1920s. In the 1930 census, we found that this family of four, my grandparents, my father and his brother, had a very tenuous foothold on the American dream. And then based on what few family stories there were, we all always assumed that my grandparents died sometime shortly thereafter in the 1930s, because my father never mentioned any members of his family. And we thought we had a dead end there. And he passed away about 25 years ago. When the 1940 census was released, my grandparents magically reappeared. But that's not kind of the worst. They were both listed as inmates in separate places of the census record at the Rockland Insane Asylum. Fast forward through a few more years of research, and we discovered that they had actually lived unmentioned by my father for any of the time that he was around, that my grandfather actually lived until 1990, and my grandmother lived until 2002, and all of this was unknown to any of us. And we discovered subsequent to that they were both buried in unmarked graves. So we're left with a huge void. We've been trying to find out what happened, but New York State is horrendous when it comes to releasing health records of dead people. And so what happened? You know, who were these people? How did their lives go so crazy? What happened to make my dad walk away from his family? Those are some of the secrets that we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Hi, Dani. I just wanted to thank you so much for creating a wonderful podcast that has helped me so much. It has helped so much that I wanted to share my family secret with you. When I was 19, I found out that the wonderful man who raised me was not my biological father. When I went to my mom to talk to her about this, she gave me, and I will use fake names. These are not people's real names, but I've got to assign some names because it gets a little confusing. She told me that my biological father, will say his name is John Doe. And she told me that when she found out she was pregnant, she told John Doe that she was pregnant, and he told her he was not interested, that he was engaged to be married to another woman. So then she went to the man who raised me, told him that she was pregnant, and he said, well, it's probably not mine because I was in Vietnam and I was exposed to Agent Orange, so I'm medically sterile. The man who raised me, though, told my mother that he would marry her and that they would raise me as their own and they would never tell me. So anyway, I really had no interest in reaching out to John Doe because, I mean, he had already rejected me once. My father who raised me, my birth certificate father, passed away about 10 years ago. And when COVID hit, you know, we were in lockdown, quarantined and a little bored. And so I decided to take an ancestry DNA test. When the results came back, I did not match with John Doe or the man who raised me. I matched with another man entirely, and we'll just call him Mike. So when I spoke with my mom, she had no memory of a man named Mike. And long story short, I finally ended up reaching out to Mike. He called me back and has been so wonderful and open, caring, and loving throughout all of this. He has reassured me that had he known about me, he would have done everything in his power to have been part of my life. Of course, this has been crazy, a wild ride. It's been amazing. And this past weekend, I got to go and meet him. And I found out that I have two other half-sisters that I was also able to meet, four nieces, and a nephew. So life is great. I just wanted to share my story with you guys.
We'll be back with season 5 of Family Secrets, beginning April 1st. We will be sharing these listener stories from time to time, and also more great bonus content between now and then. So hope you'll listen in. If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.